Don't give up on fitness. Tough words and reminders for tough people. All lives are unique. But the more out of shape we get, the more urgent and challenging fitness becomes. When fitness becomes challenging, you shouldn't force yourself, but instead aim to follow that saying, work smarter, not harder. This is because if you push yourself into discomfort, you increase the chances of giving up on fitness. By pushing too hard, you can very well make things worse. Even young and fit people need fitness, though they can shuffle dance with dumbbells. As we get a bit out of shape, power walking with dumbbells or wrist weights is pretty good. Beyond that, it is all about adventure, weeks-long hiking and camping expeditions. These break up bad habits and introduce a lot of walking, which eventually will get you into a power walking with dumbbells shape. If you can handle that for 1 hour, you can increase dumbbell weight for bodybuilding, or add extra hours and start dancing for becoming trim by using your energy reserves and becoming more flexible. As you become more and more fit, the chances of giving up on fitness fade away. Seeing muscle in your mirror reflection becomes a new standard, and letting that fade away will feel wrong and unusual. When it is hard-earned without any shortcuts, you never let it go. Fit or not, adventure is both a starting point and an extension for your healthy lifestyle, which also includes your mind. You don't have to walk the Appalachian Trail, but you do have to adventure for multiple months a year. Life does not always make that easy, but it is not impossible. Though sometimes you may need to fight hard for it. When you become less than fit or overweight, even though you do get around and maybe have some muscles, the cost is in the total years of your life. This is to be avoided. Finally, there is no such thing as life and work balance. It is adventure and life balance. Adventure will keep you away from habits and jobs that force you into overwork, which leads to unhealthy lifestyles. This is hard to understand when we are young and think that we can juggle it all, and also hard to correct when we finally see what the results of juggling it all are. Premature aging, obesity, shortened lifespan, and consequences of lifelong stress and overwork. These last few words are going to be very tough. They are here to snap you out of it, to help you towards adventure and health, both in body and in mind. Family is wonderful. But if the reality is children who are secretly using drugs to get through the job that you are so proud of them getting, then you have failed them, and you have failed as a parent. Your children will now require drug rehabilitation programs and a lifetime of monitoring so that they don't relapse. It is not a failure that you can't correct, but it is definitely not a mission complete, and you have more work to do. They will not be able to handle it. They will be crushed into a miniature existence that is not really worthy of them. They deserve more. Even hard work and a beautiful mind is not enough. Your children must grow all the way up. The minimum of a shy existence will eventually turn into regret. A human being must aim to rise, and there is no rising without thousands of beloved and wise books. Books written by humanity's most clear-thinking and beloved teachers, thinkers, philosophers, and great beings. There is not enough time in life to figure everything out from zero. We need books. We must begin our lives on the shoulders of giants, picking up where the best of us left off. Philosophy, wisdom, beautiful narrated books are not optional. Minimums are not allowed. If you are a young person who is using shortcuts because of trauma, fear, bullies, bad luck, it will only get worse. Not because life sucks, but because you are ruining it. You have no choice but to quit your job immediately, make your parents less than proud, and hit the triple crown. You actually have to drag your feet through the Appalachian, Pacific Crest, and Continental Divide trails. You have some bad operating system code, and you need to see what life is about. You need to debug yourself. You have to curse all the people that cursed you. You have to cry all the tears that you held back. And you have to feel all the pain that you have self-medicated away. Because if shortcuts is what you choose, then your life is just a simulation. It's just role-playing. In such a state, everything you feel and consider and know, and all the things that you damn, and friendships that you care about, are inauthentic. Because you are inauthentic. Do not take my word for it. The person that knows this best is the older you, past your middle age. And then the old you, in their final days. The old you is to go out with a smile for all the funny shit and great deeds, including all the failures that you suffered whilst daring greatly. There's no back to work for you. Go get your three-season tent and head for the southern terminus of the AT, Springer Mountain, down in Georgia, USA. You will fail almost as many times as you will triumph. The difference is one time where you don't walk off the trail, where you laugh, live, and eventually discover all the things that you thought you knew, but didn't. The laughter that you find in the end is that of the laughing philosophers. There is no being greater than a laughing philosopher. You are not in bad shape. Rising from deep below is an old tradition and a very dignified beginning. For those of you who are older, to make matters more complex, you may need to pay attention to the fact that you might not have ever seen obese elderly. So the urgency of restoring your body is on the emergency level. And if your job is getting in your way of survival, then your career choice is not sustainable, and thus a grave mistake. You will need to change your career path towards one that helps you, not kills you. Furthermore, as the case often is, you may need to take a look at your education as that is often the root of many of our mistakes and misperceptions. Getting authentic education that helps you bloom integrates very well with adventure, as you take narrated books with you on the trails, and they are a wonderful thing when you are camping as well. Your choice of books should begin with adventure, where you learn about great visions, great challenges, and then science popularizer books, where scientists speak to your heart about what we have learned about the universe. Then, you must learn to study the history of philosophy, as that is where you discover the true human culture. As a human being, one of your greatest duties is to protect yourself and protect your family and the world. To carry out that duty, you have to grow all the way up until you become a great being. Look how short and unfair life turns out to be for some. It is never too late to begin rising and building yourself up. Old age is a privilege denied to many. The worse it got for you, the greater your courage will become. The greater your honor, the greater your heart, the greater your nobility and your dignity, the greater your wisdom.